my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And like Funkadelic said, we are back in our minds again. Human family, we don't fight. This is prophecy. We don't fight no more. We don't argue and squawk and fuss and fight. We no longer allow the wicked ruling class to divide us one against the other. I am your minister of information. I am the ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth, the way to peace through obedience to Father Allah and Mother Allah, representing the mind of the universe, which is the same mind of Yahuwah, living and existing for all. The waters of noon, that peaceful state that we began in, that peaceful reality where we were all one. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, Yahuwah knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. This is the time of the waters of noon, Jeremiah 1 and 5 is speaking of. No barriers, no boundary. All of us one, peaceful, tranquil, loving one another, receiving instruction from Yahuwah. So now we come to Revelation chapter 4 for a while. Let's see what we can do. All of that as a backdrop. All of that is setting up this. And anywhere we go in scripture sets up other scripture. Verse 1, book of Revelation chapter 4. The revolutionary apostle John speaking. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. We covered this a little while ago, this portion. That word was a door. That word door, yeah. Now watch this now. It's so interesting, the play on words and how these words relate to one another. The door of heaven. The word door is thura. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 2374. This word is feminine. This is a feminine word having to do with the entryway, like a door. A door, a vestibule, any opening like a door, an entrance or passage into. The door through which the sheep go in and out, the name of him who brings salvation to those who follow his guidance. An open door is used of the opportunity of doing something. The door of the kingdom of heaven, likened to a palace, denotes the conditions which must be complied with in order to be received into the kingdom of God. This door to heaven, this door to understanding the science of heaven and how the Almighty governs the heavens, sun, moon, stars, planets, universes, galaxies, Milky Ways, so on and so forth. The door to understanding that scientific reality. But this word door is feminine because the heavens and the earth and the universe are understood as masculine and feminine. So depending on what we're looking at, the ancient Africans would see every facet, every parcel of the universe as having either a masculine attribute or a feminine attribute. Or I should say, the attribute is seen manifesting through the masculine or the feminine. Sometimes you have the same attribute and characteristic having a dual, and I'm thinking of Zodiac. We want to get to Zodiac today too. But one of these is a Gemini, is the dual sign denoting dualities in the universe, denoting the seed of the Almighty as masculine and feminine at the same time. So you have some attributes that are masculine, some that are feminine, then you have some that have a duality. So in this case, the door is feminine because when you study the biology of the woman, which is righteous and holy and sanctified and should be respected, we see every portion of the universe as symbolic of the universe. So now the woman, the vaginal tract to the womb is like the doorway to the universe. The universe is a womb operating on masculine and feminine. All of the fixtures in the universe are masculine, are seen as masculine. Sun, moon, stars, planets. The very fixture itself is like seed. The seed, the sperm from the male, from the man, from the masculine, from the father. All of this is the product of the seed. The seed of the Almighty in the universe. This is all symbolism, but scientific reality. So that door to the universe is feminine, just as the vaginal tract in the woman, in the female, in the mother. When we understand these realities, we'll begin to get into how to attain salvation scientifically, because we are looking at the universe in a scientific manner, attempting to understand the atom, proton, neutron in the nuclei, and the electron outside of the nuclei, in the egg, the DNA of the father, and that new life is in the blastula. This is like the proton and the neutron in the nuclei. The DNA of the mother is in the egg, but outside of the blastula. So we see now that the electron is outside of the nuclei, and the electron is the mother. So we scientifically study how the universe operates. And by that scientific study, we are able to attain to salvation spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and enter into the kingdom of God through this feminine door, which means that we must elevate feminine, love feminine, consider the reality that feminine is sacred. Then we can understand that masculine is also sacred and should be reverenced. And after understanding that duality in the universe, we will be able to attain heaven on earth and the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess here and now on this earth. So now when Jesus says he's the door, if that same word is used in the scripture describing his words in the Greek, he's an African Hebrew, spoke African Hebrew to his African Hebrew people, but his works and words translated into the European Greek. If the same word theory is used, then he is saying that I, Yahushua, have tapped into the feminine power of the universe. And I am here to offer you the passageway. I have become acquainted with my feminine side. See, every man and woman have a masculine and a feminine side, and we must understand these things scientifically so that we may offer salvation to each other. So Yahushua says, I am the door. The word door is feminine. So the door was opened in heaven. The door is feminine, and the word heaven is masculine. Urinals. So, because the fixtures in the womb are seen as product of the seed of the Almighty, so the heaven in this regard is masculine. And so what we are looking at is the scientific study of the universe and how the universe is ordered in the eternal and consummately perfect, where God dwells, or we should say where the spirit energy of the Almighty Father and Mother dwell, that we may access that power that is consummate, that is skillful, that is perfect, that is expert, and then we can have heaven here and now on this earth, because we will have created civilizations, institutions, governments that are in unison with the universe. And I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the word open, just having to do with open, because the system seeks to close up the heaven to us. The system does not want us to know how the universe works. The wicked ruling class and ruling families who have all the land, wealth, and resources on lockdown, who know and understand how the universe operates, they do not teach us how the universe operates. They do not teach this power and reality in the schools, in their financial institutions. Only when you go up to a certain level beyond the rank and file do you come into understanding and contact with how the universe actually operates. We have been teaching this reality because we have been studying Africa for decades now, and teachers have been going in and out of Africa, giving the interpretation of the hieroglyphics, the interpretation of the picture language for years. So we have access to experts like Ashra Kwesi and Mariwa Kwesi. We have access to Dr. Benjamin Yakinen, Dr. Ben. We have access to John Henrik Clark. We have access to George G.M. James. We have access to Chancellor Williams, Drusilla Dungy, Houston Dungy. We have access to Dr. Phil Valentine. His name is Dr. Baba something. I'll get that name memorized. We have access to Booker T. Coleman, who is now Kaba Kemeny. We have access to Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo. These are they who have been in Africa, who have studied the African teaching and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and have given us how the universe operates. The wicked ruling class, when they began to go in and out of Africa and the Middle East, which is Northeast Africa, go in and out of the libraries of Kemet in Egypt. Kemet is the indigenous name that the indigenous peoples of Kemet gave to what we know as Egypt today, Kemet, which is the root of Kamites and Hamites and Kamites. So the wicked began to invade these territories, Babylon and Persia, the wicked ruling class, Greece and Rome, and all the European powers thereout. And as they invaded these territories, they began to take the knowledge for themselves. And they began to take the books and take the manuscripts. And they began to keep it for themselves exclusively and keep the people away from the knowledge that they stole from Africa. And so now today they have how the universe operates, that knowledge, scientific knowledge of how the universe operates, in their libraries, in their homes and whatnot. And then we are left out in the cold. But I'm trying to remember this scripture. Was it Isaiah chapter 50? Where it talks about darkness and the blackness of the universe, teaching us of the waters of noon and the womb of Narnet, and teaching us that we must hear the word of the Almighty. We must hear the word of the servant. We must walk in this darkness, this same darkness that Moses went in and out of, that he received the Ten Commandments from. This darkness, this darkness is dark matter, having a masculine attribute and feminine attribute. So we walk in this original dark waters to receive the instructions from the Almighty. Then that scripture talks about how the wicked have made their own fire. I'm paraphrasing. Made their own fire. And that fire has to do with missiles. Fiery missiles like lightning. So, and then it says, those that made their own fire will be very grieved and sorrowful, for the Almighty will give them grief and sorrow. That's a paraphrase. What it's teaching us is that, yes, this one universe, all of us have access to this one universe, this one creation. We can use it for righteousness, use the universe for good, unite for good and love and peace and righteousness. Or we can take this universe and misuse the universe, misappropriate the universe, abuse the universe, and create mechanisms of warfare and bloodshed that would destroy the human family. But those who have done so will meet their own end and be sorrowful, full of sorrow in the end. So we better study the universe and use the universe for the purpose that the Almighty constructed the universe to be used, and use the universe for truth, justice, and righteousness. The door is open to us, sisters and brothers. We have an understanding of the science of masculine and feminine union. We are scientists now. We are teaching the babies and the youth to be scientists, so that the door of heaven may be opened unto them. Then it says, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So this voice is calling unto John to come up. Come up where? Come up into the mind of the universe. Come up into E equals MC squared. Come up into the proton, neutron, electron. Come up into the thinking. Thinking. The use of the mind, the power of the brain, the mind of the universe. The word first. Let's see if we can go into some definitions, sisters and brothers. The word first is protos. 4413 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. First in time or place. Succession of things or persons. See, there are going to be other voices that will give instruction. But this is the first voice, the chief voice, the principal voice. Voice of rank, the first in rank, influence and honor. That first one has top ranking. See, when we study the number system, you have the zero, which is a number. The zero represents the womb and the matter from which all comes from. That zero represents 1 through 9, not yet born. Zero is the digit, the nothing from which all somethings come from. The zero is more something than the 1 through 9. The zero is, once again, that birth reality. Sometimes you see a zero with a dot in the middle, or you see a zero with a star in the middle. The star, the dot, represents mass, matter, material. The circle represents the womb. This is the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet. Then the one is the firstborn. And see, Jesus is not only called the firstborn. Ephraim is called the firstborn. Israel is called the firstborn. David is called the only begotten, or the begotten, or first begotten. That phrase is used of Israel, of Ephraim, of other names of Israel, the children of Israel. That phrase is used of David. Go do the research, because it's a spiritual reality that all of us are the firstborn, because all of us were in the waters of Nun, and all of us are that word neutron coming out of the waters of Nun to construct the universe and sustain the universe. That is you, that is me, the material from which comes the waters of Nun is the same material that you and I come from. Therefore, when you see Christ, Christ is the image of the Almighty. Christ is the express image of the invisible mind of the Almighty. But in Genesis, male and female are also the image and likeness of the Almighty. So mankind, male and female, all of us are Christ. Christ is the shadow of the Almighty. Man and woman, we are the shadow of the Almighty. The wombs of our mothers were overshadowed. Water, clouds, light, the material universe, all there in the womb, and the energy of the Almighty, the energy of Mother Holy Spirit, the E in the equation equals E equals MC squared, was there in the womb of our mother. And because we are the shadow, the sun shining on an object, the object casts a shadow. That means light in the womb, light in the sperm, causing a shadow to be cast. And the object is the Almighty. And so we are born from such Christ reality. And so we are the 1 through 9 from which came, and that comes out of the 0. We are the 1 through 9 that was born out of the 0. We are the first ranking, the top ranking. We are the chief. We are the principal. This is the teaching of divine numbers, numbers as divine reality. And so this first voice begins to speak to John. And let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.